You're listening to SBS News.
Four nations with interests in the Indo-Pacific region have met against a backdrop of uncertainty. The Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, also known as the Quad, is a strategic security dialogue and alliance between Australia, the United States, India and Japan. Foreign ministers have met for the fourth time since the group's inception, with Australia hosting in Melbourne. On the agenda, COVID-19 vaccination distribution, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, maritime security, counter-terrorism, climate change, cybersecurity, and Myanmar's one-year anniversary of the military takeover. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the worsening situation in Myanmar is disturbing, and Australia's Maurice Payne raised the issue of detention of Professor Sean Turnell.
We did discuss Myanmar today, and look, I think it is painfully obvious that the developments there are deeply, deeply troubling, and deeply troubling to all of us. We've seen the junta double down on repression, on violence. We just had the one-year anniversary of the coup and the junta taking over. We very much support the ASEAN five-point consensus. We need to see it implemented. This is something President Biden's going to focus on in the near future when he hosts the ASEAN leaders in Washington.
Mr. Blinken's trip to Australia is the first cabinet-level official U.S. visit under Joe Biden's presidency.
More than any other region will shape the trajectory of the 21st century. We talk about a free and open Indo-Pacific a lot. It's worth spending just a second on what that actually means to us, and it's a shared meaning. It means people will be free in their daily lives and live in open societies. It means the countries will be able to choose their own path and their own partners. It means that goods, ideas, individuals will flow freely in the region, and that problems will be dealt with openly according to the rules of the road that everyone has agreed to. We believe the only way to make that vision a reality is to deepen our engagement with allies and partners who share it. And that's exactly what the Quad is all about.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the alliance gives countries in the region choices.
Our region is in a period of rising strategic uncertainty. The rules and norms that have provided a foundation for our stability, and hence our prosperity, are under pressure, in particular from authoritarian regimes. Australia, in our actions, works to support a world order that favours freedom, where rules, not power and coercion, resolve disputes.
Ms. Payne also says more than one authoritarian regime, including North Korea, China and Russia, are presenting challenges globally and regionally. Prime Minister Scott Morrison also attended the gathering, saying the four nations would work together to counter those challenges.
Stand up to those who would seek to coerce us. And as I understand from our Quad partners, none of you understand better than we do. And that is a great comfort to us, that the coercion and the pressure that Australia has been placed under, we greatly appreciate your support.
Asked the direct question, Mr. Antony Blinken played down the prospect of any conflict with China in the Indo-Pacific.
Nothing is inevitable. I think we share concerns in recent years China has been acting more repressively at home and more aggressively in the region. What brings us together, what unites us, is an affirmative vision for what the future can bring, but also a commitment to defend the rules-based system that we have spent tremendous time and effort building over these many years.
India's External Affairs Minister, Subramaniam Jaishankar, praised their shared vision for a strong economy, regional security, and opportunities for more engagement.
The interactions that we've had has made it evident that robust bilateral relations between our respective countries, our strategic convergences, and our shared democratic values have all combined to make the Quad a vibrant and substantial framework.
The next Quad meeting is to be hosted by Japan in May. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.